Well, when you walk into Earl Nichols Arena in London, past the vending machines and bleachers, you'll often hear this sound. That's Art Johnston smoothing the ice on his Zamboni. He works for the city, making sure the rinks are in good shape. But on Sunday, he's heading to Pyeongchang. Johnston is one of two Zamboni drivers from Canada who will work the Olympics. This isn't his first rodeo, though. He was also a Zamboni driver at the 2010 Vancouver Games. I met up with Art Johnston at Earl Nichols Arena. When did you start doing this? When was the first time you drove a Zamboni?
Well, I started working in the arenas when I was in high school. So for me, it was a fun part-time job back then. I started learning to drive around 1989, and I've been doing it ever since then. I started actually working full-time in the industry around 1998. So it's been a pretty exciting career for me so far.
How did you get into driving a Zamboni for the Olympics?
I was actually looking for a job in BC on the recreation website out there. It was a slow day at work for me, so I was just cruising around, and I saw an ad looking for volunteers to go out and drive the Zamboni. So I sent off my information, and things kind of went from there. And you know, I spent 7 weeks out in Vancouver. So I did the Olympics as a ice resurfacer driver, and then Paralympics, I was an ice maintenance supervisor.
Did you think you'd hear back when you put in your application that first time around for the Olympics in Vancouver?
I honestly went into it. I didn't have any expectations of hearing back. When I did hear back, I was very excited about it. So it was a good feeling to be picked.
And how did that work this time around, getting involved in the Olympics?
I met the head ice maker for Korea in Vancouver. We've kept in touch over the years, seeing him at trade shows, Facebook, stuff like that. He got in touch with me December of 2016, and the process kind of just rolled from there, and all I got to do is get to the airport.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I'd say.
What does it involve, driving the Zamboni, doing that for the Olympics in Korea?
For me, it's going to be paying attention to what's going on in the ice. You know, it's more than just driving around in a circle. You have to, see what's going on. You have to know how much to cut, how much water to put down. So you really got to pay attention to what's going on out there. So the last thing I want is having a bad bounce and a goal because of a bad flood that I did. So
is that a lot of pressure?
Yeah, Vancouver was a lot of pressure, and I'm typically pretty hard on myself, so I try my best every time to be as perfect as I can, but the odd time I might miss a spot.
How do you stay cool like the ice?
For me, it's just, I'm going over there to do something I love doing. It's I've been very passionate about my career, so I'm just going to go over and do what I love to do.
What do you love most about it?
I don't know. Like, for me, it's, in a rink like this, you see the kids, you see the kids' excitement because they see the Zamboni, and, you're making a difference, for these kids, right? So
what did that first Zamboni that you drove, what did that look like, and how does the Zamboni that you use now compare?
When I first started learning how to drive a Zamboni, it was a Ford diesel tractor with a box on the back that picked up, that held the snow, and there's a blade in August, to pick up the snow, and I mean, it was very, very basic, and the machines that I'm going to be driving in Korea are quite a bit more advanced than what I learned on, so.
Anybody that you are looking forward to meeting in South Korea?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different this year because the NHL players aren't going to be at the games. When I was in Vancouver, it was a rush because, you see all these big-name hockey players like Sidney Crosby and Corey Perry, and, the entire 2010 Olympic team was, it was a big deal that back then. And, it was cool to see those guys.
How do you feel about the fact that there won't be NHL players in this Olympics?
I think the, you know, it was good for the game that the NHL players were there, but I think the fact that they're not there is going to balance out the playing field a bit. I think because, you know, typically you'd see Canada, U.S., Sweden, or Canada, U.S., Russia in the top three. I think this year it could go to anybody now because the playing field's a little bit more even.
Are there any stories, any experiences that have really stuck with you from the last Olympics?
Working the gold medal game was a big deal for me. Being there in the building when Sidney Crosby scored in overtime and Canada won the gold, I mean, it's something that I haven't forgotten. You know, it was just the atmosphere of the building was just unreal. I've never experienced anything like that before, and I still have a hard time just putting words to it because it's just something that I've never experienced before. So,
do you know if you will get to work the gold medal game this time around?
Not too sure yet. I hope my performance gets me there again. So I'm going to do my best.
How does it feel going there, representing London at the Olympics? In a way, you'll be doing that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of being able to go over and represent London. It's, I mean, to me, there's a sense of pride. I mean, I'm one of 8 North American guys that were picked to do this, so I'm honored that I've got that chance.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Art Johnston. He's one of 2 Zamboni drivers from Canada who will work the Olympics. He's heading to Pyeongchang on Sunday. I just tweeted out a couple of photos from our conversation of us at the rink, and you can go to our Twitter handle is London Morning.